Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 147 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, July 19th, 2012, on an anthill under a magnifying glass. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'm your host, and I'll be so for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How are y'all doing tonight? I will tell you all about the hiatus right after a little music. Oh, from 1961, that's Mr. Bobby Parker and Watch Your Step. I promised I'd tell you all about the hiatus. I spent a couple of days in the city of Chicago. Saw the Cubs play a couple games. Won them both. Got rained on really, really hard. Hung out with some really great guys that I'd never met before. Internet people. Have you ever met any internet people? They're so cool. Drank an awful lot of beer. Ate some good food. Then continued my baseball pilgrimage with a couple of days with my dad and my brother in Cooperstown, New York, visiting the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's everything it's cracked up to be. took a day trip out to the Omagong Brewing Company, Brewery Omagong, actually, for a tasting and a tour. It was fantastic. Got a hat. What did you do this week? I don't have to go back to work till Monday. I am so happy. We got a couple of passings we want to talk about this week. First of all, on July 16th, at the age of 71, we lost the great John Lord, organ player for the band Deep Purple. I think from an aneurysm, I'm not sure. He's quiet now.
Thank you.
is Deep Purple from 1968 and Hush. Right now, before there was Funkadelic, before there was Parliament, there were the Parliaments featuring Mr. George Clinton. Here's their biggest song. It's Testify. Let's all try this one. It's Q-A-T-C-H-I-B-G. That's what my dad's doing. He's Quatschibig from New York City. And this is going to be fun because I like playing songs when my dad's listening to the program. You know, every week on the show, we like to feature the song that was number 40 on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey in Chicago 40 years ago that week. We weren't here last week, so we got a little bit of catching up to do. I got so much. This is just like AM radio, isn't it, with all this reverb? Let's throttle that back just a little bit. Last week, 40 years ago last week in Chicago, this one by the Carpenters was number 40.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. My life alone, and though it's nothing soon I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my own friend. From this day love is forgotten.
I'll go on as best I can.
Say goodbye to
just easing its way into the charts 40 years ago last week. That was The Carpenters' Goodbye to Love in the middle of July 1972. By way of a profound thank you for a wonderful time earlier this week to my father, as he likes this long-haired music, a little classical for the old man.
Somewhere my love waits for me. Somewhere beyond the sky and sea. Somewhere I'll see her and my heart will know. This is the face that I will sew. I hear her voice everywhere. Even in dreams she is there. I'll search forever till
Surely you recognize that melody, Dad. Giorgio from 1935 anyway. This is Fats Waller from 1935. The 12th Street Rag.
I'm baby.
Was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL survey 40 years ago. Well, this week, well, it was Sail Cat, Throw a Leg Over.
In the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere!
Well, in our last very exciting episode, the police commissioner of Midland City learned that the Hummer, that crown prince of wordless silly songs, was terrorizing the city streets and alleys with his malevolent melodies.
Could you say that again?
Certainly.
Let's hear it.
The Hummer...
I got that part.
Yes. That crown prince of wordless silly songs is terrorizing the city streets and alleys with his malevolent melodies.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You can really do it when you set your mind to it.
I'll do it again.
Once will be enough.
That crown prince of swordless silly wongs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
You had to spoil it.
Well, Two Bits says you can't say it either.
I'll call the winged warrior.
All right, Four Bits in my Super Bowl.
I'll get the number.
Just one time try it.
Not now.
Chicken.
The Hummer, that crown prince of wordless silly songs, is terrorizing the city's streets and alleys with his malevolent melodies.
Why don't you just call the winged warrior, Miss Helfinger?
That's what I'm doing.
We don't have time for silly games, you know, Miss Helfinger.
Okay.
This is a business office, you know.
Right.
So play your stupid games on your own time.
And as the commissioner angrily hurls his super ball against a nearby wall... In the subterranean crime lab headquarters of the wonderful white-winged warrior, a special yellow telephone suddenly comes alive.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Down telephone, down.
What's wrong?
I think this telephone's alive.
All right.
I said down telephone, down.
Okay.
This is the winged warrior here, over.
I have a message for you from the commissioner.
This is the winged warrior here standing by for a message, over.
Yes, here it is. The Hummer, that crown prince of wordless silly songs, is terrorizing the city streets and alleys with his malevolent melodies.
Tell the winged warrior to try and repeat that message.
Commissioner, will you get off the line?
I've got a fin here that says he can't repeat it.
Commissioner.
You mean the Hummer, that crown prince of wordless silly songs, is terrorizing the city streets and alleys with his malevolent melodies? Why doesn't the winged warrior just go look for the Hummer?
Yes, Commissioner.
We don't have time for all this fooling around, you know.
No, Commissioner.
Wow. Since when has gambling been permitted in the commissioner's office? And another thing, malevolent melodies. I've got two fins that says the Rolling Stones recorded that. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
It's the Atlantic City Pop Festival, the greatest collection of pop artists ever assembled under one roof. Janis Joplin, Iron Butterfly, Jefferson Airplane, Canned Heat, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Johnny Winter, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Crazy World of Arthur Brown, Three Dog Night, B.B. King, Joni Mitchell, Santana, Mother Earth, The Birds, Hugh Masekela, and many, many more. One fantastic weekend of fun and music, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, at the Atlantic City Racetrack. No horsies, just the show to top all shows, music, stars, exhibits, and a giant carnival. If you really want to make it unforgettable, arrange to camp out. That's lovely. At any of the 10 sites surrounding the track. Order your tickets now, $15 for all 3 days, $6 for any single show. Send your order to Atlantic City Pop Festival, Atlantic City Racecourse, Atlantic City, New Jersey, or the Electric Factory, 2201 Arch Street, Philadelphia.
I'll take your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew. Don't you hear my call, although your pain is away? Don't you hear me calling you? All your letters in the sand cannot heal me like your hand. For my life still ahead, pity me.
That's a rare Queen song not sung by Freddie Mercury. That's 39. We had another passing on July 16th at the age of, I'd have to look it up. It was 91 or 92. I think 91. From an unfortunate skydiving accident, country and Western legend Kitty Wells left this mortal coil. How about a little Kitty right now?
Papers all prepared. To sign my name was all I had to do. He saw the judge, now he's seen me. There's only one thing left. Will your lawyer talk to God?
Staying in Nashville, how about a little Merle Travis?
So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So complete from front to back, that's my pal. Toasted by the sun, and I'm a son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow, come around at one. You can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see her toothbrush smile. They mention on the radio, if you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask the man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So firm, so fully packed, that's for me. She's just like a money back guarantee. Like a barfly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox goes for Frank, and just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. From head to foot, she's perfect size. She's a whiz, always wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the look that's so impressing. She's got the pose that's so refreshing. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. She's done told me that I'm top hand. It won't be long till she wears my brand. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal.
So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. I understand that my dad and my brother and probably MJ are going to Citi Field tomorrow night to see the New York Metropolitans play Los Doyers. I understand that Carlos Santana, he used to play guitar. Did you know that? Carlos Santana will be pitching for the Metropolitans tomorrow night. He threw a no-hitter. He did. It's the truth. This is the Meters. Mind a request now and again on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. We are getting into the last quarter hour of tonight's program. I hope you are enjoying the program as much as I'm enjoying presenting it to you. This is a little George Formby.
girl she used to be. The Yanks have surely carried her away. Although she comes from Wigan by the sea, you'd think that she was born in USA. Oh, she's very fond of Spam and she's always sharing Scram. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee and she talks in her sleep about her boyfriend's Jeep. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee. Woodbine she used to smoke, now she thinks that they're a joke. With the Camel in her mouth, she's very swanky. She drinks whiskey, gin and rum, and she's always chewing gum. Cause our Fanny's gone all Yankee. She never mentions e-bye gum no more. Okay, big boy, says you'll hear her say. Now Fanny says she's lots of plans in store. Cause her doughboy's promised taking her away. And she's told all her mates that she's going to the States. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee. She says she'll make good when she gets to Hollywood. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee. When in her Sunday best with Yankee wings pinned on her breast and the stars and stripes embroidered on her hanky, she's wearing Yankee hose and she's talking through her nose. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee. And she thinks it's grand when they walk out hand in hand. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee. Hot dogs she loves to eat and have a cuddle in the street. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee. She don't wait for the dark when she wants to have a lark. In a bus or train she does her hanky-panky. And when she argues with her mum she shouts, you've had it, chum. Our Fanny's gone all Yankee.
Going out to all fans of the Ernie Kovacs show, that is the song of the Nairobi Trio. I'm not exactly sure who recorded that. I apologize for that. Ahead of that, we did hear George Formby, and our Fanny has gone all Yankee right now. How about a little ambrosia? On to yesterday for over 3 years here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio for your musical pleasure. Right now, a trio that called themselves Marvin, Welsh, and Farrar, very likely because those were their names. This is Tiny Robin. Play Magic Fingers.
two pink feathers sit so lonely on my sill. Mate is preaching love and sweetness on some far off foreign hill. Shouting love is all, and the frightened tiny robin waits to hear his mate's sweet call.
Going to squeeze in just once more. It's a bit like a theme. We're going to go out in fine style with the Kinks and Mr. Songbird.
Won't you sing me a song to won't take it long to do? Sing to me, please. Won't you whistle a tune? I got nothing to gain, I got nothing to lose, but if you sing me a song, you make me happy.
Weather forecast is for where you're going to be over the next several days. The forecast here is for hell on Earth. That's right, we're expecting to break 100 for every one of the next 8 days and then some. Don't know when it's going to let up, But we have air conditioning. We had it installed this afternoon, and it seems to be working. It's about 40 degrees down here in the studio. I will be sleeping down here until we all meet here next Thursday night for the next episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'm not leaving, and I know you don't plan to either. Stick around. If you came in late, you can catch the rebroadcast of tonight's program and loop all the way back around to wherever it was when you came in. Sort of like in the old days when you used to stay at the movies for the second show. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Yeah.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare. Making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known. Giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design. Rearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?